Today is Monday. It's the 11th of January. This is Iowa Public Radio's Here First. I'm Clay Masters. The 2021 Iowa legislative session is scheduled to begin today with Republicans who control the debate agenda predicting significant action on education and taxation. Senate Republican leader Jack Whitaker of Ankeny says there's no consensus yet, though.
The tax conversation and tax changes don't happen in a bill filed day one in the legislature usually. So what I know is as long as I'm majority leader and as long as we're in the majority, we want to continue to improve the tax climate in the state of Iowa.
House Speaker Pat Grassley, a Republican from New Hartford, says legislators will get the next detailed report on state tax revenue in March.
We're seeing higher than expected revenue growth. If we have those opportunities to return dollars back to the hardworking Iowans, we want to do that.
Meanwhile, House Democratic leader Todd Pritchard of Charles City says tax cuts should be targeted to make things like housing and child care more affordable. Last Thursday, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds hit pause again on her Invest in Iowa proposal to both lower income taxes and raise sales taxes due to the pandemic. The man who has been state budget director for the past decade is retiring after a 38-year career in state government. Dave Roederer was part of former Governor Terry Branstad's staff in the last century before Branstad's return in 2011. That's when Roederer was named director of the Department of Management. Roederer is part of the three-member panel that makes state revenue forecasts. He has served in a variety of state government roles. In 2008, he was John McCain's Iowa campaign chairman, and his last day on the job is January 31st. State officials are reporting 1,330 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Iowa. It brings the state's total to more than 296,400 cases as of yesterday morning at 10. 11 new deaths from the virus were also reported. So far, 4,138 Iowans are known to have died from COVID-19. Authorities have arrested a man from Iowa who allegedly took part in the riot in and around the U.S. Capitol by supporters of President Donald Trump last week. Police Sergeant Paul Parizic says officers assisted the FBI in arresting 41-year-old Doug Jensen on Friday night at his home on the south side of Des Moines. He was booked into jail early Saturday on 5 federal charges. It isn't clear if he has an attorney yet. Video posted online during the Wednesday rioting showed a man who appears to be Jensen, who is white, pursuing a black officer up a flight of stairs as a mob trails behind him. And the USDA is issuing a fifth round of farmers-to-families food boxes after Congress passed another coronavirus relief package in December. Harvest Public Media's Christina Stella tells us some are warning the boxes should not replace more sweeping support.
Jackie Burke of Lexington, Nebraska, has managed the town's food box distributions since last April. Since then, she's given away around 700 boxes of food every week. The program has helped the Lexington Community Foundation pay for other kinds of aid to residents.
The rent assistance, utility assistance, just emergency funding assistant requests were really high.
But she says the program is only a band-aid to the U.S.'s larger economic problems as the pandemic wears on.
We're hoping that we get to sustainability and there isn't dependency on the food being there every week, because there will be an end game to this eventually.
The USDA says it will soon spend another $1.5 billion on produce, dairy, seafood, and meats for the program.
Monday highs in the state of Iowa today will be in the low 30s to the low 40s. This is Iowa Public Radio's Here First. I'm Clay Masters. The 2021 Iowa legislative session begins at the Capitol today in Des Moines. Last year's was cut short when the pandemic hit, with a brief return to the Capitol in June. Well, they're starting this session with a few changes to how business is conducted because of coronavirus. Iowa Public Radio's state government reporter Katarina Sestaric is with me to walk through what those changes will be and talk about what to expect from lawmakers out of 2021. Hey, Katarina.
Good morning, Clay.
What's going to look different this session as far as COVID-19 protocols go?
While there is supposed to be more social distancing, maybe some, not as many staff will be on the floor of the House and Senate. More people will be working remotely. Media won't be allowed on the floor either. Not as many large groups and events as in typical years, but it will still be open to the public. And then committees will be live streamed. Before COVID, only floor debate was live streamed. Now committees and subcommittees will also all be available to watch online. Masks won't be required, but they are recommended. There will be hand sanitizer stations throughout the Capitol. And then another thing is that lawmakers who test positive for COVID-19 are not required to report that to anyone, but they are encouraged to, and there are some reporting mechanisms set out for them to let their leaders know.
So are there concerns among lawmakers that they could, you know, be at risk of getting COVID-19 at the Capitol?
Democratic leaders have expressed concerns that the legislative session could become a super spreader event. Republican leaders also say they're very concerned about safety. But, you know, as we saw when lawmakers returned briefly in June, Democrats were all wearing masks and Republicans, many of them weren't wearing masks. And some big groups will still be coming into the Capitol. There's an anti-mask protest planned for today. So there are definitely going to be some risk of COVID exposure.
What about just how Iowans, you know, the general public can participate as far as, you know, showing up to the Capitol and voicing their opinions during subcommittees? How are they supposed to do that in the midst of a pandemic?
Yeah, so subcommittees, which are typically the first hearing of a bill, are where members of the public and lobbyists can come and say their opinion on the bill. In past years, that's been a lot of people crammed into a small space usually. But this year, the Senate will hold subcommittees on Zoom. The House will hold them in person at the State House, but they will live stream those. So for those who want to participate, they would either have to still go in person to the House subcommittees or submit written comments. The links to all those live streams will be on the legislature's website. The State House will remain open to the public, but leaders are encouraging Iowans to contact their lawmakers by phone or email during the pandemic.
Okay, so Governor Kim Reynolds is going to give her annual condition of the state address tomorrow. It's going to be in the evening instead of the usual morning address to a joint session that the governor gives. Why the change here, and what are you expecting her to lay out as far as her priorities go?
Reynolds said that because of all the things that Iowans have been through in the past year, she wants to reach as many people as possible and provide some hope to them. There, you know, are more people not working at 6 p.m. as opposed to 10 a.m. when the condition of the state address usually happens, so more people can watch that address live. Reynolds doesn't like to reveal a lot before her speech, but she is expected to announce some kind of anti-racial profiling legislation. And she said she also wants to prioritize workforce development as she has in the past, infrastructure and finding funding for mental health. She said she will not bring back her Invest in Iowa Act, which was a big tax plan that she had proposed last year.
Finally here, Republicans have the trifecta yet again this year, meaning they control the governor's office, the House, the Senate. Any indications what lawmakers have planned for this session?
They're talking about a lot of things that have come up in the past, but aren't giving many specifics. You know, they say they want to prioritize tax cuts, conservative budgeting, mental health funding, and then the House GOP wants to work on child care policies. Something new this year is what they're calling parental choice in education. Part of that would be requiring schools to provide the option of 100% in-person learning as the pandemic continues. They also might consider things like grants for people to send their kids to private schools. They say everything is on the table under that topic.
Iowa Public Radio state government reporter Katarina Sestarik, thank you.
Thanks, Clay.
This is Iowa Public Radio's Here First. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Clay Masters.